You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. I know I need to look at some things differently, but how do I do that? Let's get into it.
My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Let's do this.
Also joined by the producer of the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
Rock and roll!
We are answering a question that came into thebridgeloud at gmail.com, where you are welcome to write in your own questions. This week's question says, I know I need to look at some things differently, but how do I do that? And Glenn, I think this is a really cool question, and one I think pretty much everybody benefits from asking themselves pretty significantly often. So where would we start with it?
Well, first of all, you're my hero. If you're the kind of person who could say, I want to think differently, I want to consider other viewpoints and look at the world in a different way, particularly if it's a more healthy and evolved kind of way, you are awesome and we are proud of you.
Yeah.
It is tough to make changes, particularly in the way that we think, to see things in a different way, have a different perspective on things. We know that will lead to better things. The more we understand, the more free we are, and the more we make smart decisions. But the thing is, we can be really afraid of looking bad and being embarrassed. You know, there's something about learning something new and growing, and you look back on yourself in your past and you say, I didn't know what I was talking about. And so there's a temptation to just stay in your ignorance in that. But you're having that courage and that strength to move out of that, and we applaud that.
We certainly do. And Jed, I think Glenn brings up a very interesting and topic that's worthy of some discussion here, which is, on the face of it, you may look at it and say, well, everybody wants to understand stuff more and, you know, understand things where they don't understand things and move forward when they're not moving forward. But there are a lot of obstacles that stop people from getting to the point where our friend is about asking about looking at things differently, right?
There really are. And I think, you know, Glenn already said it, and it's true. I think we're afraid of feeling embarrassed. I think we're afraid of looking bad. You know, I think that we all have in our heads that moment where, you know, to use a silly example, someone's going to say, well, I thought that you said Jordan was the greatest of all time, and now you think it's LeBron. Well, I guess you were just wrong. I guess that you just don't even know anything. We're all terrified of that moment happening to us because we have a sense in our heads that if that happened, we would just disappear. We'd be so ashamed of ourselves to be called out for being wrong that we just vanish into the ether. But it turns out life doesn't actually work that way, that the bad outcome is to never evolve the way that we think and therefore be stuck where we've always been, not to have someone tease us about having changed our mind, even if they do it in a mean-spirited way. So just like Glenn Stardust, we're proud of you. It's a brave thing and a rare thing to be open to changing the way that you think. The question we need to land on is, how do we actually do that?
That's absolutely right. Now, and you listening at home probably already know this, but of course, Jed's referring to a Gustav Jordan, who was for a long time considered the best rock xylophonist on the earth, only to be overtaken in many people's minds by Emil LeBron. And we don't come down, we don't choose sides. We celebrate all rock xylophoning, and we will come back right here on The Bridge Loud.
City done. I'd be the
Road.
We are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined again by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
If we're talking about xylophone, I want to talk about Mulatu Isatke, the world's greatest Ethiopian jazz xylophonist. If you think I'm making it up, Google it.
I definitely made up the things I said, but Glenn has a very, I'm going to go with, unique knowledge base, and on that, we trust him. Also joined by the producer of the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
Having lost a lot of money to Glenn taking those bets when I shouldn't have, I'm just going to go with it.
That's right. The only rock radio show with regular betting on Ethiopian xylophonists. That would be The Bridge Loud. We also answer questions like this one that came into The Bridge Loud at gmail.com, which says, I know I need to look at some things differently, but how do I do that? And Glenn, in that last segment, we spent a lot of time, and I think it was very worthwhile, looking at the obstacles that might be embarrassment, that might just be lack of other ideas, of looking at things in a new way. What does that leave us with? If we haven't been willing to do that, what have we been doing?
Well, I think when we're talking about changing our thinking, it might be better to start with the idea of asking, were we really thinking at all in the first place on those things that we were operating on? Because I think we do way more out of reflex and habit and instinct. We go by what the people around us are on, you know, whatever the rumors are or those things. We have a tendency to not really think for ourselves on that, but just kind of take the group's assessment and then operate by that. And I'm not criticizing that, but I'm saying if you're changing the way you think it, sometimes it starts with just thinking on your own for yourself. I think it's important to recognize that when you have those realizations, you can own them in a better and different way because you have worked it out for yourself.
I think that's really, really strong stuff. And Jed, where will we go from there?
Well, let's kind of, again, use our semi-silly example of Jordan versus LeBron and kind of work through how this would work. Suppose you decided, I really need to decide for myself of who is the greatest of all time. Okay, that's cool. Well, here's how we might do that, is we actually want to take in a range of options and viewpoints and perspectives and consider them and then kind of weigh them carefully and slowly and out of that decide on what seems best. So in the case of Jordan versus LeBron, you might look up what do statisticians say about the difference between these two gentlemen. And then what do sports historians say about the difference between these two gentlemen? And then what do economists say about the difference between these two gentlemen? And giving yourself permission to take your time and to see what this guy says and really think about it, and then see what this other guy says and really think about it, and then slowly make an active decision on the place that you want to land and the decision that you want to make, the opinion you want to hold. The question is, okay, that's how it might work with something semi-silly like Jordan versus LeBron, but how do we do that with stuff that really matters in our lives?
A great question, and we will look at that when we come back right here on The Bridge Loud.
I say that you're yes. I know the voices. I know the pain. I'm feeling hopeless. I hear the speech. Put your words on broken. Man.
Bridge Loud.
We are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and once again, I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
If you think LeBron is the greatest of all time, you need to ask yourself a question. Could he even play a Phrygian scale on a xylophone? I don't think so.
I feel like ESPN might be so desperate for content at this point that we could get an answer to that question. Also joining us, the producer of the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
I'm afraid at this point, LeBron's xylophone skills are undetermined.
That's a halftime show I would watch. We are continuing to answer a question that came into the Bridge Loud at gmail.com. This week's question says, I know I need to look at some things differently, but how do I do that? And Glenn, I think we've done a lot of good work so far in this show looking at the obstacles that we might have in our thinking that lead us to just trying to go on the instincts we already have and not push through to a new thing. So now let's switch gears and look at what pushing through to that new thing might actually look like.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think it starts with looking at the things that are causing you anxiety, that are causing you problems in your relationships. If you're putting things on social media and people have problems with that, I think any kind of struggle that you're dealing with, let's start by, you know, just picking an area in your life and then writing down what are your assumptions about that. That's different from the things that you've personally researched and got into or something like that. But when we look at our assumptions of, and that's also areas of our life where we want to make changes. What assumptions do I have about the obstacles to that change? All those kinds of things. So getting away from assumptions and getting more into the details of this and really questioning these things in a positive sense to see what the real truth is underneath.
I think that's a great place to go with that. And Jed, with that very practical idea, what is something someone could do tomorrow to get on this road?
So we're going to, just like Glenn said, we're going to pick an area of life. Maybe that's dating relationships, and we're just not happy with how that's going. So let's take a piece of paper and let's start writing down the things that we just kind of assume are true. That would be statements like, I could never do XYZ. Or nobody would ever let me PDQ, or I could never afford ABC. It's also always a never stuff. It's always true that XYZ, and it's never true that ABC. And we're going to write that stuff down. And then go back through that list, and I want you to ask yourself why. With each of those statements, not like in a judgmental way, but just like a little child would, why? Why is it always XYZ? Why is it never ABC? Why would no one let you do PDQ? And then we want to ask this, what if that assumption is wrong? What if it's even a little bit wrong, like 5% wrong? What would that mean for you? What doors would that open for you? What stuff would it make possible for you? I think if you'll begin to do that exercise, you're going to see that there are possibilities in your life that maybe you hadn't considered before. And this is great stuff to talk through with a counselor or a therapist, someone who can be a real sounding board for you as you're looking at moving past some old assumptions.
It absolutely is. And as ever, if that sounds like something you would like in your life, but you have no idea where you would start in your area finding someone like that, please do email us, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. You're going to hear that address several more times in the show, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We will get you a place to start, and we will be right back right here on The Bridge Loud.
Take my life and then.
Take my life and let it be.
this is Glenn from The Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles, we believe in you, and we want to help.
We are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
I heard ESPN is working on a home version of Xylophone Hero.
It was a hit in Sweden. Also joining us, the producer of the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
I would definitely buy Xylophone Hero.
We are continuing to answer a question that came into thebridgeloud@gmail.com. This week's question says, I know I need to look at some things differently, but how do I do that? Now, of course, when you're playing Xylophone Hero, you're going to need everything to be nice and lubricated. You're going to need it to go smooth. You're going to need a little secret sauce.
The secret sauce.
That was the biggest stretch on the secret sauce intro I've made in a while, but here we are. And Glenn, we work with in our day job with a lot of folks who acknowledge the need to see things differently, that may be going from making their money through criminal activity to getting a straight job, rethinking the way they think about relationships or lots of stuff. But often I feel like we do run into this thing of someone saying, I know that, but how do I get there? And what do we tell them?
Well, for sure, that's the main question. We're doing a Christian ministry with people behind bars, people on the streets that are looking to make changes in their life, as you say, you know, getting away from addictions and criminal activity. And it's important to recognize in that moment that, yes, God does think very differently than the way they think. God thinks incredibly different from the way I think. It's also a better and higher and more evolved thinking than my thinking. But the thing is, it's important for you to recognize within that is that God completely and totally loves you. I think a lot of our wrong attitudes and our wrong thinking is based on the idea that I am not loved. And that sort of folds in on itself and produces a lot of junk thinking and junk attitudes and junk behavior on our part. Stop in this moment and recognize that God loves you, even though he sees things very differently than you.
That's a really, really great point. A big part of this we walk people through is the idea of being patient with yourself. We started off in that first segment talking about the embarrassment that can come with changing your mind. I think there's also an embarrassment of, what if I change my mind and I only get to 50% of the way right, and I'm not 100% of the way right? Wouldn't that all be wasted time? Because God does think about things very differently than we do. But as Glenn points out, that doesn't mean he judges. And one of the ways that the Bible is clear with us that God thinks way differently than us is he's a lot more patient than we are.
Yeah.
That includes patient with us. When you talk about changing our thinking, we're not talking about getting everything perfect tomorrow. We're talking about doing things that are going to get you in a healthier, happier place. That's what God wants for you. That's what we want for you. And we'll see you next week right here on The Bridge Loud.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you. God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.